My name is Paul Miller, and I run a website called The School of Everything.
And from what we've heard this afternoon, I think you're a philanthropic geek. Is that a fair description?
I'm actually not as geeky as I'd like to be in terms of, I'm not a real coder, but I have friends who do, so I'm lucky in that way.
And the developments that you've been talking about how people who are technically able and have the ability to make computers do astonishing things, that there's perhaps a new push to make those computers do things which are worthwhile for society as a whole.
I think it's actually always been there in terms of, if you look at like the origins of the internet and the origins of the PC, okay, there was a bit of military involvement as well, but actually the people who were involved in the development of these technologies were doing it because they thought it was going to make the world a better place. And so the kind of, yeah, I think social benefit is actually sort of hardwired into the internet. But what we've found is obviously there's been this huge explosion of commercial activity around the internet, particularly in the 90s and the early noughties. And then we had the crash and all those kinds of things. But, you know, it's now a massive part of business. But there are lots of people who are working in digital technology, in business, who sort of actually think, you know, I'd quite like to do something worthwhile with my skills rather than just another advertising site or whatever it might be. And we get people coming to us at Social Innovation Camp or through Bethnal Green Ventures who really want to make a difference with their skills, whether that's, you know, they know how to build websites or mobile applications or whatever it might be. And that's definitely a trend that I've seen increase over the last couple of years.
And your other theme that you drew out was about how the internet's becoming less about information and more about helping people do stuff. And you see that growing as well?
Yeah, I think we sort of got lost somewhere along the way of the development of the internet. It was originally a tool to help people kind of organise things, information, resources, all those kinds of things. And then we sort of had this idea of cyberspace, which was like, you know, that somewhere where you could upload your brain somehow. And that it was like a different world that wasn't related to the real world. And we're getting back to the concept of, you know, actually the internet is really good at helping us organise the real world. And the really valuable stuff is about like how technology affects the real world. And I think we're getting back to that in quite a sort of solid way. So you get businesses like meetup.com, which is all about helping people meet up in the real world, not about sort of you know, poking each other or whatever it might be. And also, you know, Google and even Facebook. I mean, look at how many events are organized through Facebook. We're getting back to the idea that actually this is a technology that helps us do new things in our real lives rather than in some kind of virtual ghetto.
And in the real world, there's a rumour that you're quite into cooking. So there's a bit more about that.
Well, one of the things we've been trialling is this idea of helping people organise learning clubs or groups. And so we've been doing Bethnal Green Cookery Club, and we've been running that for a few months now. And the idea is that you get a small number of people, about 12 people together, and rather than sort of going to some kind of big expensive course, you actually teach each other and learn from each other. And so, yeah, I've learned all kinds of new strange cooking techniques over the last 6 months that you know, I hope make me a sort of a better person. And we've had a good lot of fun as well.
Just before we go, give us an example of the best or one of the best tools that you've seen in the last few months about some of this new stuff that's coming out about integrating the internet with real world organisation.
Well, I mean, one of the most high profile is Foursquare, which is a tool that lets you check in, is the phrase, into places, whether that's, you know, your workplace or a bar or a cafe or a community centre. And you sort of start to see patterns, and people can then sort of suggest things to you. So, you know, you find yourself in a foreign city and actually you can see what does the Foursquare community say is good in this sort of real world area. And Foursquare has grown incredibly rapidly over the last year particularly, and I think that's just a sign of things to come, where you see sort of commercial and social startups that kind of add value to the real world using digital tools.
Yeah, thanks very much. Okay.